Mike Nichols bringing you a special edition of Radioactive Radio, a recording live in front of the downtown Marriott. This is the ALEC protest.
Progress, Missouri, and we are proud to join all of y'all today as we stand up to ALEC. We all know that Americans deserve representatives who put our interests first. But all over the country, state politicians have joined with the secretive corporate dating service known as ALEC, and that has to stop.
Yeah.
Enough is enough. That's why we are here today to stand up to ALEC, and we have some special speakers who have joined us. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. First up, we have Judy Ansel with Kansas City.
Hi, everybody. It is really great to see such a terrific crowd here. You know, I was going to start my speech by saying that I used to like the name ALEC. No offense to any of the ALEC or ALECs in the crowd, but I don't like it anymore. You know, a union brother gave me a bumper sticker last month that says, "Kansas has a coke addiction." It's not just Kansas. ALEC has a coke addiction, too. Lisa Graves, in an article in The Nation, wrote, "Hundreds of ALEC's model bills and resolutions bear traces of coke DNA." She estimates that the cokes have given ALEC over $1 million. As I looked into ALEC, I realized that ALEC isn't just an addict. It's a cartel. Woo! And it's as damaging to our society as those Mexican drug cartels are to Mexico. Like them, ALEC thrives on corrupting politicians and poisoning society. The drug ALEC snorts and sells is free market economic fundamentalism. They claim it'll make all of us free in some kind of Ayn Rand utopia where the most deserving can rise free of government interference and the stupidity of the masses. It's a powerful drug, but like cocaine, it's a trap. It will enslave us to an oligarchy of the richest, most venal corporations and individuals. ALEC needs a lot of pushers to sell its drug. That's the part that's played by our state legislators. Here in Missouri and in Kansas, 120 current and former legislators are ALEC pushers. Right now, across the street in that hotel, several hundred of them are being wined and dined by ALEC corporate members. Peabody Energy, the Cokes, Rex Singfield, Anheuser-Busch InBev, Kansas City Southern Railroad, and Great Plains Energy, otherwise known as KCP&L. Just like the drug cartels, they launder money. Only ALEC members' corporations launder bills. Corporate bigwigs draft them and task forces of executives and pet politicians adopt them as model bills. They will emerge clean and shiny, absent the ALEC imprint in our state legislatures across the nation next year. And the invisible interests behind them will still get paid off. In recent years, 58 of these model bills were introduced in Missouri and 24 in Kansas. ALEC is fundamentally anti-democratic and anti-worker. Openness and disclosure are the oxygen necessary for democracy to work, but ALEC, by design, is secret and deceptive. Its ideology is a skimpy fig leaf covering the greed and voracity for profits inherent in every bill they draft. Yes, look at the bills that ALEC pushes. They oppose raising the minimum wage, and they attack labor's rights. so-called right-to-work legislation like HB 1770, sponsored by Missouri Representative Eric Burleson, an ALEC member. His boilerplate model ALEC legislation. If passed, it'll undermine the ability of unions to bargain for decent wages and working conditions. In Kansas, SB 31, the Political Funding Reform Act, is an ALEC model bill aimed at banning public employee unions from using dues money or getting payroll deduction for political activities. It's sponsored by the Senate Commerce Committee, whose chair, Julia Lynn, and vice chair, Susan Wagle, are both ALEC members. Pretty neat way to monopolize political power by banning your opponent organizations from political activity. ALEC also opposes prevailing wage laws, project labor agreements, and supports two new NAFTA-style trade agreements and the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the one for the Atlantic. They're not content with busting workers, though. They also want to rig elections. Countless ALEC copycat voter ID bills have been introduced or passed in both Missouri and Kansas. Chris Kobach is a notorious ALEC collaborator. His voter registration law that requires proof of citizenship currently leaves 16,000 Kansans barred from voting in local elections. The Supreme Court in 1964 said, "The right to vote freely for the candidate of one's choice is of the essence of a democratic society, and any restrictions on the right strike at the heart of representative government." ALEC's voter suppression bills do just that. So, how do we stop the bill pushing? How can we keep ALEC from destroying our economic and political rights? Not many people know about ALEC. We need to expose this racket. We need to strip them of their cover and leave them naked under the glare of public contempt. That means all of us. We must talk about it to our friends and co-workers. We have to talk about it to the voters. You need to go to the great webpage called ALEC Exposed and get information and read Progress Missouri's new report on ALEC in Missouri and Kansas. Our message is simple. We need elected officials in Topeka and Jefferson City to work for us, not for these gangsters, these billionaires like Koch and Sinfield. ALEC's corruption has got to go. We have Pastor Donna Simon with St. Mark Hope and Peace.
This is a word that I hope carries all the way across the street. It's an old word. Hear this. You that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will not forget any of their deeds. That's the prophet Amos speaking almost 3,000 years ago to a society corrupted by a handful of wealthy people who exploited everyone else. He could be standing here today offering exactly the same witness. Because inside that hotel, working families are being offered up as sacrifice to the endless greed of obscenely rich people and obscenely rich corporations. Our children are being offered as sacrifice to politicians willing to sell their constituents for spa vacations and donations. So today we stand witness, like the prophets of old. We stand witness declaring that secret deals forged in darkness must be brought into the light. Yes. We stand witness demanding that the politicians we elect to represent us do it. That they represent us. We stand witness today, all of us, because we know the pain of our neighbors, of our communities, and of our nation. We know pain, which is a direct result of the corruption of our political system by wealthy special interests, the most dangerous of which is the American Legislative Exchange Council. My community is suffering. People in my community are working two and three jobs. How many of you are in the back there? Stand up, Casey. People in my community are working two or three jobs and they can't put food on their tables. They can't buy shoes for their children. Families in my community are struggling to even find the American dream, let alone live it. Because the gap between working families and corporate bigwigs has grown so wide you could park the Marriott Hotel in it, all of them. The families in my parish are suffering because of what's happening in that hotel.
Amen. That is right.
Our families are suffering because the hard work that they do no longer benefits them. Their hard work no longer benefits our community. Corporate special interests have bought the whole system. It's sinful and it's unethical and it must be stopped. So today, I stand witness. We stand witness. If our representatives won't represent us, we will find new ones. Yeah. Beholden to Alec and to the forces of greed.
Yeah.
The prophet Amos, 3,000 years ago, ended that declaration of the people of Israel with words of promise that sounded like this. The time is surely coming, says the Lord, when the one who plows shall overtake the one who reaps, and the treader of grapes the one who sows the seed. In a day long ago, said the prophet, the people were exploited. But the day is surely coming when they will once again reap the benefit of their labor. Today we declare that that time is surely coming.
Yeah.
The time when our own people will grow weary of being bought and sold and will take back the awesome power of our democracy. And until then, we stand witness.
You are listening to KKFI 90.1 FM's coverage of the Alec protests, which happened last Friday, May 2nd, in front of the downtown Marriott during Alec's Spring Task Force meeting here in Kansas City. Now back to the coverage.
Thank you. It's my privilege to be with you. When the Irish dress up, there's been a funeral. And that's where I just come from. I know why I'm here, and I know why you're here. But I want to talk to you about a deeper place in me that touches this historic place that I stand. 125 years ago, walking up this street was a 13-year-old orphan girl named Bernie Quinn. She was seeking lodging in a better place and a better life in this city. She kept being rejected every place she turned, until she was brought into the home of a very kind and gentle family, where she started her life, met a young fireman, married, and built a life here in this city. I'm here for Bernie Quinn. I'm here because I'm never going to forget that she was rejected, told she was wrong, told she didn't belong, told she didn't deserve a fair and decent life. And now we're back. The hypocrites are back. They came in 1977 and foisted right to work on us. I worked the phone banks in 77 and we trounced those people. We beat them down. And we can do that again. We can do that again. You are on the right side of the street right now. Right side of the issue, and you are on the right side of the truth, because my faith tradition says that you have the right to join and organize into unions, that you have a right to a fair wage. It says that you can't do that in a free society. And you can speak to that value. And so why I say here is not that important. What you say in a few minutes surrounding that building is really important. Because they know now we're back and we're not going away.
Yeah.
This is who's not invited across the street, as well as all of us. But I'm here for those people too. I'm here for the hungry and the homeless, the despised, the lonely, the forgotten, and the abused. For the unemployed and the underemployed, and the fast food workers are with us right now. Want that voice across the street. But we carry that voice. We've always carried that voice. We have to shine the light of justice and hope upon this moment. It is our time in the history of our country. We again visit the robber barons of the Industrial Revolution. The Carnegies are back. They want to tell us how to eat, where to live. What to eat, where to live. They don't protect anything. And they're not going to protect us. So we must stand up and we must not lose heart.
Yeah! Yeah.
In every defeat, there is an ultimate victory. In every moment where we experience disillusion and a disappointment because things didn't go our way in this movement, this great movement of justice, this resurrection of the people, we have to step back and look at the generations before us and realize what they accomplished. We cannot. I am here for you. I'll stand up for you and I'll speak for you. But I'm really here for Bernie Quinn.
Karen's wife. He's a leader with the Workers' Organizing Committee of Kansas City. It was Stand Up Kansas City.
My name is Terrence Wise, and I'm 34 years old. I've worked in fast food and retail for 17 years. I'm currently employed at Burger King, where I've worked the past 9 years. Me and my better half are raising three little girls right here in Kansas City, and it's real when I say we work hard every day, sometimes weeks without days off, and have very little to show for it. My family has experienced homelessness. There have been many nights my kids have been hungry, and utility bills lay unpaid on the kitchen table. All this while I work for billion-dollar companies paying me pennies. At times I was holding down two or three jobs, like Pastor Simon said, in the fast food industry. Not seeing my kids for consecutive days was hard, but having the heat and water shut off was devastating. Today I stand with fast food workers of all colors, from all walks of life. I'm a leader with the Workers Organizing Committee of Kansas City, and our Stand Up KC campaign is an alliance with over 200 cities across the nation as we fight for $15 an hour and the right to form a union on our job.
Yeah.
There's a myth out there that the industry is trying to perpetuate that fast food workers are teenagers just looking to buy their first car, get a little extra spending cash. We know this is not true. The average fast food worker is 28 years old. 40% have families. About 50% of them are single moms raising kids on their own. These are working people with families. Working for billion-dollar companies. Workers from many unions, the auto workers, postal workers, teachers union, the iron workers, they all stand with us in solidarity. They stand with fast food workers. Our allies know we cannot win, nor can we gain spots in the halls of government unless we are organized.
Yeah.
our allies, they know that the fight of the unorganized worker is the same as the fight of the organized worker. Their fight is ours, and our fight is theirs.
Yeah.
We're taking on billion-dollar corporations head-on because me and you, the workers, are the driving force of the industry. And we think it's time our kids have a future that has a positive outlook, not the bleak one that big business is over there offering us. There is no doubt that the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, is writing laws and having them introduced by the state legislators. Some of the laws directly attack fast food workers and their families, like mine. Laws that will keep and push workers farther into poverty and keep big corporations thriving. Every year there seems to be record-breaking profits for business while families like mine rely on various forms of public assistance. For example, there is Alex Bond legislation to suspend living wage adjustments. I'm a father, and I can tell you the price of milk and bread is on the rise. My patients have the ability to do the same. Another piece of ALEC legislation is aimed at not maintaining, but lowering compensation for delivery drivers in the fast food industry. I've worked with pizza delivery drivers for years. They couldn't make it back then on what they were paying, and they definitely wouldn't be able to make it if ALEC is successful.
Amen.
Taking money out of the pockets of the working poor and putting it into the banks for big corporations. There's nothing, nothing American about ALEC.
Yeah.
There's no. The laws that are being crafted behind closed doors without the public's input is dangerous to families and communities. Reducing minimum wage, weakening overtime compensation. These ideas will only help big corporations thrive while millions of families continue to live in poverty. We, the working people of America, are the majority. There are more of us than it is of them.
Yeah.
So, what about our nation? What about our children? What about our future? The fight for democracy is alive and well. The fight for just laws that ensure equality and freedom for all is alive and well. We won't let ALEC take from us what we fought so hard to win.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. Lastly, I know a lot of you have probably met a lot of my stand-up KC family. We're easily identifiable out here. But I want to invite you all to the Fast Food Workers 1 Year Celebration. Come celebrate with us on May 15th. We're celebrating our movement for $15 a union, $15 an hour in a union here in Kansas City, and we would like to see you all there. Now, we're going to, in a few moments, go over here and let ALEC know how we feel. And we're going to be loud. And it's, I like to see all the smiles and all the pretty faces, but this is serious business.
Yeah.
This is our livelihoods. This is America, and we're going over here to say, not in this America.
Right.
Are you ready to stand up to ALEC? Are you ready to stand up for tonight?
Yeah.
Can you hold your sides up? Are you ready to stand up for your rights?
Well, that concludes our coverage of May 2nd's ALEC protest. Now take a moment and grab a pen and paper. I've got some information you'll want to write down. To find out more about ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, go to alecexposed.org. And to find out more about some of the organizations who helped put the protest together, go to mojwj.org. That's the website for Missouri Jobs with Justice. And standupkc.org for Terrence Wise's group, Stand Up KC. Thank you for listening to Radioactive Magazine on KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City's community radio. and stay tuned in for Counterspin coming up next.
For sale. Missouri is not for sale.